morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. I want to call your attention to the insert in the bulletin today, a memorial service for our dear brother Jack Kazanjian, and it will be this coming Saturday, November 7th. It will take place at the Willow Heights Mansion in Morgan Hill, and there are directions posted on the kitchen bulletin board as to how to get there. Youth Bible study will take place on Tuesday, November 3rd, at the Tomlinson home. There will be a brief deacons meeting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, are there still apostles and prophets in the church today? At 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series from the book of Revelation today on in chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week. And one other thing, we encourage you to attend an important congregational meeting. This is our business meeting, and it's scheduled for next Sunday, November 8th, directly following the morning worship service. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 32, Blessed Be the Name. Continue our worship now with hymn number 477, At Calvary.
Yeah.
you please stand as we sing hymn number 125, Jesus Paid It All?
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence in the name of the precious Jesus, who is called in the Bible the Prince of Peace, who is called by Peter the Prince of the Shepherds. And so, Father, we are justified and we are delighted that we can pray at any moment because our high priest is at the right hand of the Father. What a privilege we have as Christians who found God, God the Father, and God the Son, the intercessor, and now we can claim our needs and praise your name, and we know that the high priest will bring that into the very presence of the Almighty God. As a body of believers, we are thankful that once again the doors of Bethel are open to proclaim thy holy word so the peoples may hear the counsel of your word and heal their soul, their life, their character. Lord, you are a God in business of help. Let the people listen and let the people believe. Father, we pray for those also over the radio directly on KKMC that are listening at this very hour. We also pray for those on the internet who are in different states of the Union, in Brooklyn, New Jersey, in Brooklyn, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and Texas, and Michigan, and Northern and South California. Lord, we have many, many who are listening, and we are part of their life, and they are part of our life, and they become the extended church. And we are grateful for the opportunity to minister to people who are in homes and who are in different places. We thank you, Lord, that not only we do this directly from our church, but we have a good handful of missionaries to do so in different parts of the world. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Spain. David and Denise Rode in Papua, New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in Motorsport Ministries across America, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission in Pasadena, California. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you through these missionaries. They are doing what we are doing here, proclaiming the holy word to people so that they can see the mighty hand of God, the love of God, the compassion of God, and the care of God. We are grateful, Lord, that as a church body, we have experienced the life for 27 years of Jack Sanjin. And now he is resting in the bosom of the Father. Like the Bible said, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And we are so glad that our brother is present with you. We also like to confess to you that I, as a pastor, I'm sad because I lost a personal friend. We laugh and cry together. I have received direction and information from this man who knew so much. And so, Lord, today, as a body of believers, we are saying together, thank you for letting Jack Assangen be part of our life. We pray for Mary that she strengthen her heart in you and that she be able to stand and to walk again like before with the hope that one day she will reunite her beloved husband. We thank you, Father, for the service that we will have this coming Saturday, and we pray that your name be glorified. That's what Jack wants. We pray that your name be set up in such a way that people may know that there was a man who believed in you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to see. From time to time, we see people who evidently believe in you, and they reflect their character, their love, their compassion, and their discipline, and we are enriched by that. Now, Father, we pray that as we today in the Lord's Supper address ourselves on what God has done through Jesus, we pray that we may rejoice as believers. But also we pray that if someone here had never, never confessed your name, today will be the day where they said, Jesus is mine. Thank you for the provision that you do for this church, Father. Sunday after Sunday, your people gave with sacrifice. And now I have to say thank you to those who are in the extended church, New York, New Jersey, Texas, who every month they send us their gift because we are part of their life and this is their church. And we thank you for their contribution and for the support of the church. And so, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, unredeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, unredeemed, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, I'm so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, unredeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, unredeemed, his child and forever I am. He took my sins away, he took my sins away.
And now his love has
made
my heart
so glad. He took my sins away.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1248. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 34. Verses 23 through 34. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 34. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Blessed is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have been merciful in giving us the scriptures, which are all your people need. It's all we need for wisdom and instruction in faith and in good works. We thank you for this remembrance, this institution of the Lord's mighty work at the cross. You know our frames and how easily we can be distracted. Thank you that the Lord Jesus came to save sinners such as we are, and he reconciled us to yourself. By the Holy Spirit's power, help us to live our lives according to your word. Bless your servant now, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes now to further expound that word. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. Bless us with understanding that we may find application for the great truths of Scripture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?